What is it? Not Slovakian.
Sokovian?
Sokovian.
Sokovian.
Okay.
I don't know how to do that. I'm just...
Howdy, y'all! I'm Sokovian! Welcome, everybody! Our accent changes on them.
I'm almost Russian. No.
Yeah.
That's Austrian.
I sure am mighty angry at you, Tony Stark. But shucks, I feel like a common threat will bring us together.
We have a nation rich in slides. So we...
Slides.
Wee!
Our main export is slides.
We are
the creators of the wet banana.
We grew up on slides. They give us no joy. So it's not your American wee. I am having fun. Now we must say it's the wee, but it is just wee.
It's completely horizontal. You go nowhere.
It doesn't mean yes. It doesn't mean yes in our life.
The slides is where we go to have existential crises.
While we sit under a house and look at the bomb. Because that's what I do for fun!
I have a picture, but I can't show you because it's an audio format.
We did it.
Welcome to Zero Issues.
Yeah.
14 minutes.
Welcome to the basement of
you.
I was gonna say horrors.
Solitude?
It's basement of solitude.
That's pretty good.
With us?
With us.
Doesn't make sense.
Who are you?
I'm Merc.
I'm Kyle.
I think I'm still Bri.
And we're collectively Zero Issues Comic Podcast. This week, it just came out within the past week, was Avengers Age of Ultron.
So if you haven't seen it, stop listening now, you dummy.
That's three people who haven't seen it by now.
Spoilers! There will be tons of spoilers if you have not seen this this movie. So
we will... Oh, and if you have, when Captain America dies, that's crazy. Wait, if you haven't, damn it, I fucked it up.
Oh, man.
Sorry. If you haven't, everybody dies. Everybody dies at the end.
Everybody.
Yeah.
So it cuts to Doctor Strangelove for some reason, and then it's just...
Everyone.
Maybe the cut that I saw was bad cut?
Maybe.
When Cap was riding the bomb all
the way down. Yeah, yeah.
The sole survivor was Tigra, right? So the next movie is just going to be Tigra.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it started with the first Avenger, now it's the last Avenger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was going to be Infinity Gauntlet, and now it's Infinity Tigra.
That whole...
Part one and two.
That whole announcement was just a big misdirect, yeah. Which...
Pretty good. Good.
Kevin Feige, that's your...
What's his name?
Kevin Feige. He's like the main Marvel producer.
Yeah, I've never known how to pronounce it.
I think it's Feige.
I always said Feige.
We're going with yours.
And this is Feige.
I'm going to call him the Kevster.
The Kevster. That's all. That's all we got.
Well played.
Well played, yeah. Sir. All right. Well, that was our episode.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Right off? I know Kyle and I have both seen it twice.
Yeah, I only saw it once. I wanted to see it again. I didn't have time, which is kind of hilarious. But
that's fine.
I had a lot of time this week, but I didn't make that happen. So
okay, have seen it, and
yes.
I wanted to see it a second time because. I'll start off.
Frankly, I've seen all of Daredevil finally, so if you don't want to talk about that.
Oh really?
No, I've still got like five episodes.
I wanted to see it a second time because, frankly, I have to say I wasn't super impressed.
Okay.
With the movie. There was good parts. I enjoyed it much more the second time, but at the same time, I still have... It's not problems. There's just issues I find with it, but I...
That's fine.
Yeah.
The rest of the episode is just going to be punching sounds, but that's fine. Yeah. No,
you
I'm kidding.
Loved it. You loved it, didn't you?
No, I
loved it.
There are some... I have some criticisms.
No.
but it's hard for me. It's one of those movies where I think it's kind of hard to... It kind of appeals very much to the fan level.
I find it didn't... To this one, it seemed... I was saying to Kyle earlier that the first one came out and it was like, oh my god, they're all together. This is awesome. Like, I've been waiting my entire life to see something like this.
Right.
And I was super excited and it was a total payoff and it was great. A very well done movie.
Right.
Like, very Hollywood-y, which is fine. I still like Guardians and Winter Soldier better. I think they were better
movies. And those are...
And better done. But at the same time, it's like you have this kind of larger ensemble cast, and it's hard to mix everybody together and everybody get proper screen time and blah, blah, blah. But I just felt like this one didn't have that same excitement. Possibly because it was the second time around with those characters.
Yeah, like it's one of those things where that was like a payoff from like how many movies in a row,
it was
like
leading up to
that moment, and you can't, that trick worked exactly once.
Right.
Exactly.
In the meantime, the movies that have come out in the interim, they weren't more build up to the next Avengers movies. They were just good movies.
Yeah.
And like you said, like last year was ridiculous. Like Winter Soldier and Guardians were just...
They were stellar.
So good. So, like just
it was really well done.
And Spider-Man was also a movie.
It was.
It sure
technically.
Was.
Technically.
Yeah.
That's...
Yes.
It did have feature length running time.
And we'll talk about Spider-Man later.
Oh, right. Yes.
But I was thinking that this, just the way that this one was set up, it seemed like, okay, this is the interim movie. This is your, kind of your empire, but not as well done.
What's
connection
empire?
Movie. Well,
what else is empire but empire?
Yeah, I know. I'm just making jokes.
But, I love Empire Records.
But it's like this connection movie that has to... It was like that Marvel said, okay, this happens, you have to lead up to this, you have to hint at this, it's going to be that connection to this. Here, Joss Whedon, here's your list of things you have to do in this movie to connect to the rest of it. And then Joss looks at it and goes, fuck, I'm doing this one movie, then fuck you, I'm out. Which I don't blame him that he's out. Like that would be an exhausting movie to do.
Oh, yeah.
And really tough to do, because that's like, how do you be creative and still, but you got to hit all these points that are dictated to you.
I like how it's funny now that it's done and now that it's released, he's just being very open about a lot of things.
Interviews. Totally.
Which is very cool because, I mean, that's, you know, that's kind of just him, I guess. I guess at this point, I mean, he's directed two of the biggest movies kind of ever. So it's like, yeah, he's okay.
Yeah.
He's got nothing to worry about anymore.
Yeah.
But according to him, anyway, there's like an hour or more cut out of the thing.
Yeah.
Well, but that's not that's unusual.
It's not. But
there's certain directors that end up doing like huge length movies, and then you cut it back down.
I'm looking forward to seeing that, though.
Yeah. It is, but it.
I want to see a whole movie because Age of Ultron kind of wasn't like it was missing. Right. It was missing. You know what it needed? More exposition.
The
second time I saw it, it was a lot easier to follow what was going on because I knew, okay, this is what's happening here. This is how long it's going to last. Then they're going to move on to the next set piece.
Right.
And I sort of had a feel for what the flow of the movie was.
Yeah.
First time I was like,
you don't know.
Okay.
What's,
is this the third act? Wait, is this the third act?
Well, that's, our friend from Comics Plus, Todd, warned me before.
Happy birthday, Todd.
Happy birthday, Todd.
Hey.
Woo. Welcome to 4-0.
Yeah. This isn't going to air on his birthday.
No,
but...
not at all. We'll play this in August.
Yeah.
What? I don't get it.
Yeah, we're taking a couple months off.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, he warned me beforehand. He was like, okay, you're going to go in, don't get a big drink, because you can't leave the theater, because you can't go pee, because you're going to miss something. It's like a barrage.
Small nitpick? I did get a small drink.
Yeah.
Small drinks are ridiculous in size.
Yes,
at the
are.
Movies.
Yeah.
The medium is like a liter. The small is like a Dixie cup.
Yeah.
Come on, people. What's up with that? That's my Cliff Clavin.
but he was right, because it was like, holy shit, this was like a barrage movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And although I felt it was a little different the second time around, because, yeah, again, like, you already kind of know the flow of it and the pacing, but I just felt like the first time I saw it, it was, the pacing was out of control.
Mm.
That I, what? Okay, yeah, okay, yeah, okay, is there going to be a moment where a rest, and it didn't, it went down a tone, and it, there were rests, but it just didn't feel like, I didn't feel like it was a proper flow, and that's that. And I guess that's nitpicking.
Well, I mean, they went to the farmhouse.
I know, but it was always
the farm. And the Ninja Turtles were there, yeah. And they trained.
Well, they did that, and then it was like again a lead into another thing that you need to know. And not that every mm-hmm. movie shouldn't be like that, because that's the whole point of storytelling is you're telling these things you need to know. But it just seemed really blatant and really. We're going here because you're going to need right. to do this.
Yeah.
We're going here because you need to do this and set up this and meet these characters to do this. And
right.
It flowed there was a little better the second time, but...
Yeah, I mean, there's no denying there was a lot going on. And yeah, like, there's a lot of stuff about it that if it was, you know, just like the first movie or like a sequel that wasn't building on an entire universe. Because it felt to me like it was like the movie version of a major comic crossover in a yes. way. Where there's just so many characters yeah. and so much going on.
Well, and that was the problem. Is that there were so many characters
yeah.
that I was like... At the end of it, I thought... And I actually wrote this down. I was like, did Thor need to be in it? Really? Like, what did Thor do? He was just introducing his next movie is all he really did.
Yeah. That's kind of interesting. I never really thought of that.
There was just that little pool sequence.
Yeah.
Which Stellan got Starsgard. Cut down quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Whedon didn't even want that in the movie, apparently. Yeah. So, yeah.
And, I thought he know. Did, and I thought the Marvel didn't.
No, apparently Marvel, they wanted that in because it was, like, setting up. Because
it was sexy.
Yeah. It was, one, it was
yeah,
sexy.
Yeah, yeah.
And two, it was, you know, it was kind of just, like, setting up or, like, hinting at what would down the pipe, but, and apparently and, they were, like, too much farm stuff, and I'm just like, well, no, that, you needed that.
Yeah.
You needed
well,
that.
Well, apparently he put his foot down with the farm thing. It was like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't want that, apparently. Like,
yeah, the farm or I walk kind of deal.
Yeah. Happened,
and, it was, and it's good, because that farm thing worked, and it was good.
Hey, you go to the farm. That's, it's part of a good movie.
And then you go back to New York.
And then you go back to New York. Yeah, yeah. Or Sokovia? Yeah.
Schmademundra?
Whatever.
East of Europe.
I mean, again, I think it's... overall, I mean, I liked it a lot. I thought it was really well made. I thought it was really a lot of fun. But yeah, again, like, it's... If you're looking at it as, like, you know, a movie, like most other movies... Yeah, there's an argument there. It's like, yeah, it really kind of wasn't that, or trying to be that, I guess. Yeah. It's, they've built up that shared universe to that level where it's sort of like having an event movie like that is
it's like reading an event book in that it's just, it's a bigger
yeah.
one. It's got all the characters that you like, but it's not a whole thing.
No. To me, it does what it needs to do and no more.
Right.
It wasn't like, wow, that was a great movie, and I got a ton of enjoyment and a ton of like things from it. And whatever. It was just, this needed to happen. This
right.
is what happened. There were good parts. There were, and I don't want to say that there weren't good parts, and there weren't parts that I was like, yeah, that was awesome. When Vision came on, I've been waiting to see Vision in a movie for forever.
Right.
He's one of my favorite characters, and it was awesome. To see Claw.
Right. Yeah.
That was... One that it was a tiny little bit, but to see what's his name? I totally blanked his name. Andy Serkis as that character. He is so good. Everything he does, I love what he does.
I love him like
He just like encapsulated that character, just that look and that that griminess. And I was like, oh yeah, you fucking nailed it.
Yeah, you are a grimy boy. I did love how in a movie that was just full of like full CG characters, like mocap full CG characters, you hire Andy Serkis and specifically do none of that.
I never thought.
Well played.
You know what? I kind of wish because when I went to go see it the first time, I took my daughter because we go to every Marvel movie opening night or as soon as we can. That's a little family tradition.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We're just going to pause for everyone listening to the podcast to go, aww, like we are right now. And that sounded sarcastic. I didn't mean for it to sound sarcastic.
But the, anyway, a few days before we went, I was asking her, like, so who are you excited for? Who do you want to see in the movie? And I was sort of telling her, like, who's new? Like,
right.
Here's the twins. Here's Vision. And I wish I hadn't told her about Vision.
Right.
Because I'd say most people going into that who are comics fans, they know what's up.
Yeah.
But that would have been a great thing for the casual fan to be like, oh no, here's this character who's been here since the beginning of the cinematic universe. They get killed Jarvis in the first act. Yeah. But then they come back and they kick ass.
Yeah. Right.
And I kind of wish I hadn't blown that for her. Oh, well.
But just by saying Vision, then, yeah. Right. I don't think you ruined that at all. But.
Well, no, but I explained.
Oh, did you go the full
way? I was like, yeah. Well, normally he's this guy, but I think he's this guy.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Right.
Just destroyed a little bit of her childhood.
Wouldn't that have been cool, though? Like, as someone who doesn't know all the history, if you went in and you saw this guy die, who...
You would have a totally different take on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe then you would be like, he's double awesome.
Yeah.
As opposed to the comic fan who's like, okay, it's Vision. I'm fucking on board. Yeah. It's Vision.
I just think
that intro and the fact that it is that gem.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and that's a totally
gem. Is that what
that's the mind gem?
Right.
Yeah. Which I'm like, that is a nice little touch.
And that's kind of like what Marvel Studios excels at in general, is sort of like taking little aspects and managing to sort of like put them together in a way where it's just like, oh, that's perfect.
But I was thinking
that's not exactly the same necessarily.
Yeah, but at the same... Well, and then there's also the interconnection of all the shows and all the things right. and whatever, but I was thinking about it that I'm like, that's been one of their strengths, connecting all the movies, the TV shows,
sure,
whatever, and if they're eventually going to connect, like, Daredevil and all the Netflix stuff, I don't know.
There's I can't wait for Ant-Man to show up in the next... I don't care. They are not doing a good job of making me care about that movie.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying... Try my best.
That train shot in that trailer was
the
pretty train.
Good. That was the funny one.
Yeah, but pick a tone.
Yeah.
Are you gonna have a fun, funny movie?
Yeah.
Then do that. Are you gonna have a grim, scary movie? Then do that. But pick a tone.
Yeah.
And if you're gonna get Paul Rudd, I feel like you might want to go in the comedic route.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it is. Like it's.
But
I
mean, show that more in the trailer.
But
trailers.
It's got, well, feel, but then you're also like only was, seeing a trailer.
So. I feel like there was a director who could have done that really, really well. and again, I'm hoping you're right.
Spielberg.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? That would have been something.
David Cronenberg.
Yeah.
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 Oh, Cronenberg it up.
Naked Ant-Man lunch.
I'm talking about Edgar Wright. pardon me.
No, but what I was saying is that all these interconnections actually can work against them in some ways, because you really have to force that stuff and really... make the interconnections, and then it also dictates your timelines and your connections, and that's partly what this was.
So it's
Age of Ultron is like, okay, you gotta have this, because it's gotta set up to the next movies, and right. all these other connection movies, and the TV shows, and oh shit.
So basically what you're saying is it's causing the sort of build up to the point where they're getting the same problems that Marvel Comics continuity got
somewhere
in the 60s.
In the 60s?
Well, or later on, as it went on, yeah. But and also, when you consider the issues they've had with, like, Whedon's leaving, saying it was a bad experience, and the Edgar Wright situation, maybe a little bit with their creators, a little bit like Marvel had back in the day.
Yeah.
Got to a certain level of success, and, you know, the business and the creativity.
Well, at least they got credit and got paid, though.
Oh, yeah. There's that. There is that.
Stanley directed and starred in everything.
Yeah, yeah. I'm certainly not.
That. Like the one man Stan Lee show.
Yeah. He's all
now
the
I'm
Avengers.
The Hulk.
Gah.
Excelsior, I drank too much. I threw up in my mouth.
Yeah, they didn't cut to the part where Stanley got alcohol poisoning.
Yeah,
died.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stanley died in that movie.
Yeah.
Man, awesome. I hope he does not die before this episode comes out.
Killed by Asgardian djinn.
That's a good way to go.
It is a good way to go. Yeah. That'll be the last episode of this podcast.
Fuck it, we're out. Done.
Yeah. Sorry. Let's just drink ourselves to death. while it records.
That's what we do every week.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what you're talking
Kyle, about. Kyle, live long enough to edit and post it.
What was with, what was with Black Widow's Tron suit?
It was her flair.
Yeah.
Her flair.
Yeah,
I was a little, like...
I got into a conversation online with a friend there where, yeah, it was sort of just the idea of, like, okay, the light-up stuff, yeah, that's fine. The blue was just what she's had
I guess it's the Widow's Bite thing. They have to redo it every
night. But it's black, and it had some red on it and some blue on it, and it's sort of like...
Had the nice belt buckle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Finally had the belt buckle.
That's true. It seemed a little, like... You know, but you know, she could redesign
the light up stuff could have been red this time instead, right? She does
not have it.
Well, that's true.
You got to make the new toys.
Exactly.
So wait. Exactly. But no, they don't make Black Widow toys.
Ah, good point.
That's right. Well, now they do. They're going to release like 7 of them.
They'll make a Barbie.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fun. She comes with a comb, and she can't stand because she's got the pointy feet.
And if you
pull the string in the back.
I have a crush on the Hulk now. And if you...
Listen, I'm not going to render it. That's not what I'm doing here. I'm just saying...
There'll be like 7...
There was criticisms. There were criticisms.
There'll be 7 of them, and then when you... They all have, like... You know, like, they have the Marvel Legends with the pieces that, of the other characters behind
them.
You assemble. Once you put all of them together and you get all the pieces, you get to put...
hysterectomy together?
You get to put Captain America and Hawkeye together, and then they just call her a slut.
Oh. Though half of that body, will sincerely apologize.
Yeah.
But only half.
And the other one will call her a whore.
It's right down the middle. One half of the mouth says, I'm very sorry about that. The other one's like, I'm not at all.
Yeah. And then shoot her in the back with an arrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay on your farm, Hawkeye.
Your wife's going to slap you upside the head.
Yeah. And a few things there.
We don't need to get into all that. But
No. I think we just did.
Yeah. But beyond that, yeah.
Poor form runner. That's basically... That's it.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Doom...
Okay, so to change to, you know, shift...
Alter the tone.
Yeah, but let's get a little positive. What do we like?
I liked Hawkeye the farm thing and then humanizing him a little bit, giving him a backstory. They gave him more dialogue and just more time.
Like, it felt like this is nice to see. The first time that he's really sort of felt like an actual character.
Yeah.
Because, right. I mean, you know, otherwise he's really, you know.
But that, like I said, that's hard to do when you have these ensemble things. It's always somebody's going to get the least amount of time in.
Right.
And this one was Thor. Thor actually really didn't get much in the first one either.
I'd say he had a fair amount. I think
he was okay. I mean, again, it would...
They get, like, the comedic kind of like little jabs, and then that's about it. But not like the Hawkeye thing was. It just seemed like more like there was the farm thing, and okay, now he's got the family and he's got the wife.
Well, he doesn't get his own movies to have character
development. That's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah,
which was by design, because Whedon had said pretty much that he wanted to put more actual focus and character development on the ones who don't have another opportunity for that.
Yeah,
which is good. I mean, that makes sense. I mean, you know, again, there's going to be a Captain America. Well. Captain America 3 is basically Avengers 3, so... but yeah, I mean, those guys get their own movies.
They have Widow and Banner hooking up, who don't have their own movies.
Right.
That's like, and kind of developing that relationship, which I thought that was a cool idea, and that worked well.
When it became clear they were going that route, I was just like, what the... Like, it just seemed random.
And then it explained to you why.
Yeah.
And it was okay.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like, when I was, you know, and they were saying when that came out that was happening at first, I didn't really understand, I guess. I was like, I don't really buy that. I don't really see those
two. What do you mean, during the movie? Or
no, like, no, beforehand. Before I saw it. Like, just hearing those deep, you know, hearing that was going to be a thing. And yeah, like, absolutely. They really, really sold that, and it made a lot of sense, which I didn't see coming. So, well played. And it, you know, it brought out aspects of them, both of those characters that I thought made them stronger, which was cool.
Yep.
I liked Quicksilver. I thought he was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He did a great job. And after seeing him in Days of Future Past, which was, like Bri has talked about on his Tumblr, so go check that out.
Oh, yeah.
Plug. Plug, 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 plug.
Brycotic.tumblr.com.
I purposefully did not read that because I wanted to come into this fresh and
talk. I might repeat a lot of the things I said in there today, but...
That's good because I have arguments for them. I don't. I have none.
That's fine.
But like you had said, the Quicksilver in Days of Future Past was very much impulse.
Yes.
And this, this version of him was very much Quicksilver.
Yes.
Like he was an arrogant prick.
Right.
But
they didn't have
that's
anything.
Okay. That's who that character is. That's absolutely. Who he's always been.
And he was great at that. And yeah, like it was one of those things where they didn't really have a scene. They had that Quicksilver scene in Days of Future Past, which was just brilliant. Like, if
it was really well done.
Oh, yeah. They didn't have anything on that level for Quicksilver here, but what they did, using him like actual comics Quicksilver was...
Him saving all the people from the train when Scarlet Witch is stopping, I was like, all right, character's redeemed. Hooray!
This is great.
This is great.
It's funny. Yeah. Well, I guess we were naturally going to bring up Days of Future Past. But I had written down that just the idea of this movie of just so many characters, I compared it to Days of Future Past, I found the same kind of difficulty.
Right.
Because there was so many characters, and you're like trying to jam so much in there, and it's like, it makes it overwhelming, and it makes it difficult.
I call it Mortal Kombat Annihilation Syndrome.
Finish it!
At
3.5 hours.
When you... cram in as many characters as possible. It's like, oh, that's a cameo. Okay, that's just a cameo at this point.
Yeah.
Zero Issues, the only podcast to compare Avengers 2 to Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Claim to fame.
Yeah.
Sure I had some.
What was your favorite scene?
I think though, again, there's a lot going on. There was a lot of characters. There was almost, I get that. There's almost kind of too much for one movie.
Then Captain America turns into a dragon and fights Shao Kahn, and it's crazy.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
I think that Whedon does and has the history of doing a great job juggling like a larger cast, like an ensemble cast like that. Because again, there was a lot going on and some characters got better attention than others, but I didn't feel that anyone was really underserved exactly. Like, I felt like I was happy with everybody in that movie. Thor, for the most part. Except Thor.
I that was the one that I just, at one point, I was like, what?
He got naked, got in a pool.
Yeah, you know, I was like, that's about me.
That's, that's what we go
not,
with.
Not that, you know, what he did.
That's it, yeah.
Because it liked him.
He's going to take that shirt off, and you're all going to like it, even if you don't want to admit it. Awkward pause. All right.
I'm comfortable with my sexuality. I don't find him that attractive.
I do.
That's cool.
I got half a chub. I'm okay to admit.
I'm a Chris Pratt guy. He just seems fun. You know.
Yeah. True. Fun. Well, it's different kinds of guys. Yeah,
Come on. No love for Evans.
He's okay.
Steve Rogers.
He's one of us.
It's true.
He is.
Is he?
Oh, he's going bald.
Oh.
We've talked about this.
No. Really? Have we? I don't remember that.
Hey.
Is he going bald? Yeah.
I appreciate that he embodies that role quite well. Hey, listen, we've all got our Chris.
Welcome to Chris Cast.
Woohoo!
Zero Chris shoes.
Okay. Okay, now I'll throw it out. What's your favorite scene?
I gotta mull it over.
Yeah.
You gotta mull it over. We can cut it.
I one of my favorite, I have to say, was the Thor with the lightning, Iron Man with the beam repulsor, and then Vision with the laser out of the mind gem thing. And I was like, he's using the laser. And then just beaming it at Ultron. I was like, that's just awesome. It was just that's a comic book moment right there.
Yeah.
And in terms of action sequences, there was a couple of those things that was like, that was fucking cool. That was really well done.
Yeah.
And I don't know if anybody noticed, Vision did do the intangibility.
Oh, the he went in and tore one of them apart.
Yeah.
Well,
there was that,
and at that point, the second time I watched it, I was like, okay, was he actually doing intangibility, or was he just reaching in and then tearing them apart? I was like, oh, that could go either way. But then about 5 minutes later, he actually did the intangibility thing, and I was like, oh, we did do it. Oh! And when we were we went last week, and I went with Kyle and his daughter and another friend of ours. And she was sitting beside me, and I leaned over, and I was like, he did the intangibility! And I was like, You probably don't
you know
care.
What? I
you don't care.
That was one of the things I explained to her. Like,
oh, really?
This is what Vision can do.
I was awesome. So excited that I had to tell somebody. And she was, I don't know, I just scared her. And
no, I'm sure you didn't scare her.
It's like, this guy's yelling at me. And I don't know what he's talking about.
Right. It really just sounded like, oh, Vision! The Vision! The Vision's on the screen!
He may have just yelled, he did it! He did it!
Well, that was like when we left the theater, the drive home with her was like, so who was your favorite? Jarvis? Like, that's not Jarvis. He's not Jarvis anymore.
Honey, that's Vision.
He was reborn. He was, it's a whole thing. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, I have to say.
Yeah. We're going to be very Vision centric in this part, but just the whole birth of the Vision.
That was really
sequence
well done.
Was great.
When he goes flying towards the window and stops.
Yeah.
And it's that moment, you're like, oh,
see, I didn't really like that scene.
Really?
I thought it was a little quick.
It could have, but it had a few little moments of I thought, like, I don't know if subtlety is the right word, but as close to it as you're going to get in that, you know, crazy movie. Yeah. It had those moments where it was like, oh shit, like I was watching, I was just like, oh my God. And
it was a cool thing, with Thor coming in, and I thought, oh, he's going to destroy it. And then he doesn't. He's powered it up and creates him. And I was like, oh, that was a good nod to Thor's character that he actually got information elsewhere rather than, I'm Thor and I come in and I smash things like Hulk, you know, like, and that's all he does. He's just,
I have a hammer.
Yeah.
Perhaps you'd like to try to lift it.
And then, yeah, the whole
It was a very, like, literal Frankenstein moment, I guess.
Yeah.
With Mjolnir, which is great.
And the whole Vision picking
up
and handing it to him. Just look at everybody's face.
Maybe it's just how I read it. Maybe I missed something. Wasn't it sort of like he walked up to Thor and sort of looked at him and then grew the cape looking at Thor?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Which was just like, nice.
Oh, we're doing capes?
Yeah.
Okay, cool, capes.
Like, just, you know, he's just born and he, like, this first person he met, he looks at him, he's like, yeah, I like that, I'm taking that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's just like, I want to be like him now.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. Yeah. And then again, lifting the hammer.
Yeah. Delightful.
I thought for sure that, And there will probably be that payoff at some point, because there was that one Avengers comic where Cap
lifts the hammer. Oh, well, that's coming symbol. At the end.
That's going to be Infinity War time. Yeah. That's going to be, but, you know, just that sort of Chekhov's gun kind of a thing where you, like, you know what I mean? Like, you see him almost lift the hammer, it's like, is he going to do that at the end of the movie? And he didn't, but
I just liked that little part when they were joking around at the party.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes and he picks up and you just see Thor's face. Like,
that's up there,
what?
Too.
Oh, yeah.
Every bit of
that was great.
Every bit of that was such good. You got to give Hemsworth, like, just the performance there was perfect. It was just like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Like, every little subtle little hint of a look on his face was just like, oh.
And for all the little cameos and extra characters that just had minor bits, I have to say that Don Cheadle's bit.
Oh, God.
Was really well done.
He's,
that was,
like, every scene he was in, he stole it.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
He managed
totally,
to do that.
He
with,
totally stole
with
it.
With the caliber of, like, you know what I mean? Like, Robert Downey Jr. You're bouncing off Robert Downey Jr. and you're stealing the scene from him.
Yeah.
So it's like,
that's pretty tough to do.
You know, just saying.
Not that it wasn't the writing and that, but he was able to.
If you want
to
keep
that.
The Iron Man franchise going when Downey's too expensive, I mean, you know, it's that guy's got the more than enough charm.
Yeah.
I would say, personally, for me, favorite scene, since you already took the other two, which were fantastic goddamn scenes.
Sorry.
The very end. Just like, hey, here's our team now.
Oh, just the roll call.
Yeah. Just like, we were all facing away from you. Sorry, we all have to turn and look at you.
Yeah.
But I'm Falcon. I just got here, apparently.
I know. I noticed that the second time. I'm like, oh, well, that's...
Well, we have to explain that this is Falcon, in case you didn't see that movie.
He's just flying around the room waiting.
Hey, guys! Guys, I'm Falcon!
I got wings! It's my thing!
Ka-ka! Look up here!
Red Wing, where are you?
Yeah... Speaking of that scene, you may have read that there was, Whedon was actually trying to get more characters into that would kind of hint
really
for later on, and it was during the process of making that movie that's when he's like, can I get Spider-Man? Wouldn't that be cool? Like, all of a sudden he walks in and Spider-Man is there too.
And they don't explain it. No explanation.
And they were like, well, we're trying to get rights, and that was the whole rights bad and saving and, you know.
Imagine, they have that whole thing, and they're like, all right, Avengers, and, like, they all gather around, and they're about to do that thing, and it's like, they're all standing there, and then just Spider-Man goes, just lowers down from the ceiling, right in the background, not even the major attention.
Everybody in the theater would have shit their pants.
Like, literally.
Just, that was awesome! But there was that.
Ripping chairs out.
Screamed.
Yeah.
There was also, he was fighting to get Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Into that scene too,
and yeah,
wouldn't that be like? And I was like, and apparently this is the story that he had told was like, I was fighting to get Spidey, and they were trying to get the rights, but they said, oh, we don't have the rights, and we're not doing the shared thing yet, and
right.
Blah, 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 blah. You can't use it. Okay, I'd like to get Captain Marvel because I know you're looking to do a movie or whatever, and but we haven't cast, and then it wasn't till he was pretty much done the movie that it was all sudden, oh, you know what? We got the rights to Spidey, and we're set to do a Captain Marvel movie. And he's like, oh, well, that's good. That's awesome. Thanks. That was too fucking
late. Why would you tell me?
I think in the case, Spider-Man, for example, would have been fantastic, just having him show up there.
Yeah.
Or amazing, one might say.
Yeah.
Oh, or
spectacular.
Spectacular, yeah.
We've done this joke like five times.
A million times! A million times!
It should be done a million times.
Web spinners, tales of! Alright.
Untold tales of.
Yeah. Anyway, Captain Marvel, I think, needs to be properly introduced first, though.
Yeah.
Because nobody, I mean, like, you know.
That's true.
She's kind of having a renaissance period right now, really, for, you know what I mean? But it's not, to a mainstream audience, they don't know who that is.
But you know what? I almost wouldn't. I would have loved to have at least a couple more characters in that scene.
Oh, yeah. Just like people who we hadn't seen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even have to know
who
they
are. You could hint at them, and then you could be properly introduced in the meantime somewhere else.
Yeah. The people that knew who they were, they would know.
Yeah.
And then that's fine. The people who didn't, that would be fine too, because you're going to see them again elsewhere.
Right.
And it would be just a cool thing that was like, okay, it's not just the end, and these are the characters that we've been using. Not that it wasn't cool on its own.
We already know who all these characters are.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I might have said as much before, but, like, Carol Danvers, I feel, would be, if, you know, if TV and film divisions play together or something, and, you know, more than apparently they are. But, I mean, they're in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. right now, they're playing with a lot of Kree stuff, and, well, there's Inhumans, but there's Kree stuff, and they're also dealing with sort of, like, kind of the military side of things.
Yeah.
It would be so easy to introduce Carol Danvers there and then just launch her movie out of that. You know what I mean? That would be so easy to do that. And hopefully
you never
they do.
Know.
Her movie's a little ways off yet, but, you
okay,
know.
Well, who would you like to, if you could redo that ending scene, who would you want to throw in there? If you could pick one person.
If I could pick extra people to throw in there.
Yes.
Spidey is a no-brainer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, he's not like a classic Avenger necessarily. Wonder Man. Definitely Wonder Man.
You know what?
No, I'm
just a guy with glowing eyes.
Yeah, I would love to see. Everybody hates Wonder Man. I like Wonder Man. He's been done right at certain points.
This was the wrong room for me to make a joke
That's true.
Because it's like, yes, actually Wonder Man.
Tigra.
Yeah, Tiger or Tigra or whatever, for sure. You know what I mean? It would be nice It would be nice to have the Wasp.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, it would. I like the Wasp, but I mean, that's not going to happen.
That has to play out in a couple months. So.
Yeah.
I got to say that that's one character I've never liked.
Really?
I've never been that's a character I've gotten into.
That's fine. That's fine.
That's fine. That's fine.
You know who I'd like to see?
Who?
Anybody from the Netflix series.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh,
Daredevil's not going to be an Avenger.
No, but...
But you got to give them the time to lead into that.
Yeah.
They're talking about the Defenders crew being in Infinity Gauntlet.
That'd be cool.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be in that movie.
Or Infinity War. Or
I do want to see, like, Luke Cage... Like, side-by-side with the Avengers. I definitely want to see that.
Luke Cage beside the Hulk?
Oh, man.
That would be awesome.
Good times.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Who else would I want to see
Throw Jessica Jones in there.
Sure.
For a second. Mm. Because she's going to have a weird arc in that series, but I think she will be, I would say, something close to a superhero proper by the end of it.
Yeah. Like, they're going to, potentially they're going to have to sort of do her story in reverse, maybe, a little bit, because, yeah, you know, the whole idea is that she was a superhero in her past, and it's like, well, that's not really that possible. Mm.
Yeah,
well, it's not like you could have run with the Avengers before they existed, so.
And then, next movie in, if it doesn't work out, just be like, oh yeah, there was that girl. Yep. Moving on. Moving down the road. Oh, we went to two different songs.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
Okay, I gotta say the one thing that probably bugged me the most, and it was good at certain points, it worked really well, but at other points really bugged me, was Ultron's voice. And not so much Ultron's voice, Ultron's dialogue.
Right.
I get that they were
Ultron's
trying...
Ultron's tone? Just,
I get the idea he's trying to go off to Tony Stark and the brain patterns or whatever.
Right.
But at the same
time... Or at least is obsessed with and has access to everything he's done or said publicly.
Yeah, but just that kind of, like, that sort of dry wit tone and that I get it and it worked at certain points, but then they got a little too far, I think, as they went along. There was
like when he cuts off Claw's arm, he's like,
I'm sure that'll be okay. Like, or what,
right,
it was fun, but
yeah,
it wasn't like Ultron exactly as you, I mean, it was a different, it that character was fairly different than,
yeah,
at least in delivery,
than, I can't than physically throw up in my mouth.
Right.
Really? Like, that was... You're too humanizing him. When it's... Right. I get you want to humanize him to make him a character, but at the same time, what you're... It just... It made it too colloquial and just too, like, conversational, kind of...
I feel...
Oh, look at me. I'm super funny. Like, it's like, that's not the character.
Hi, guys. Buy my shirts.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm killing you. I'm killing you.
Yeah.
I'm killing you with my... material.
Yeah.
Again, I think with the Tony Stark connection there, I mean, it made some degree of sense, but yeah, there's an
argument. I think it got played up
a little too far at points. Overall, I mean, like, you know, he James Spadered it up. I
thought it was but actually the actual voice, I was like, wasn't sure how that was going to play in it.
When he was just pure menacing.
Yeah, perfect. I liked it. When he first came out and was doing the string. Strings on me. That whole speech, I'm like, that worked.
Right.
And for most, like, really, 90% of it totally worked.
Right.
And there was just a couple of things like that, and then when he also said to the twins, wait, guys. Like, it was like, hey, let's go to the malt shop. Like, I was like, what?
I feel like there was a way that those lines and even sort of the delivery could have played in a way that was more maybe mocking. In a way of humanity, like he's like being kind of humanish, but in a way that sort of, if that makes sense, maybe it doesn't. I don't know.
I see what you mean. I think you might be giving it more credit.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that's how it came across. I'm not saying that's what they did. I'm just saying there's a way that maybe that could have been done.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought his second body. Like, his final body that was used.
His final form?
Yeah.
I didn't like
his... Well, it wasn't even his final form.
No.
No, it didn't look good.
It didn't look as good as
the previous one. It looked like something from one of the Transformers movies.
It looked puffy.
Yeah.
Like they said.
Yeah.
Puffy. And it did.
Yeah. The one he had for most of it,
it was great. He had big speakers for cheeks.
Yeah.
Sometimes they went in, sometimes they came out.
Yeah.
He had lips.
He did have...
That was one of my other things I've written down.
Beautiful, shiny robot
lips.
And then
lips. They articulated. They moved up and down. I was like, how does Mal do that?
You just have him have a stat. He's a robot, so he doesn't need to have that, but all right.
Robots have mustaches sometimes.
Bendy. But do the mustaches bend and move and articulate?
Good ones.
Mustaches do.
Good ones.
A mustache.
Mine does.
Oh, okay.
It reaches up and, like, scratches my eyebrow and comes back down.
Kyle,
fucking
I'm pretty sure your beard is a symbiote.
That's like that episode of The Tick.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Beard.
I've got so much authority. I'm like a fireman or someone's dad.
Yeah.
Quicksilver dying. I wanted somebody else to die.
Was it somebody Thor?
I wanted somebody of consequence to die.
I felt like it was
that was a cheap throwaway. Here's your token character that's basically been introduced.
Yeah,
he's a red shirt ensign.
I feel like everyone was expecting Hawkeye to die because you know what I mean. The second it's like, oh, he's got a happy family on the farm and a pregnant wife. You're dead.
See,
you're totally dead. Oh, just me directing this. You're so dead. It's ridiculous. but no. I thought he played that character really well, and I thought he had a lot of potential. And it's a shame that because apparently they've said flat out, it's like, no, he's dead. He's not coming back. So it's like, yeah.
And I like when characters are killed, and that it's done in the sense of storytelling that it's like, this is dangerous shit, and there's like bullets flying all over the place. And
when the death serves a purpose.
When it serves a purpose, and it's like, okay, you're not. Everybody's invulnerable. Okay, Thor is not going to get killed because you can drop a fucking bomb on his head. He's probably fine.
Right.
But you know what? When you have Hawkeye and Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch and even Black Widow and Captain America running around, somebody's got to bite it. Like, And it's part of storytelling that it's like, okay, one ends and then that creates something else that happens after.
Right.
And when it's used properly, and I felt like this was like, we've been leading into things, we've been doing a little bunch of kind of, all this stuff has happened in all these movies, and nobody's died. Really?
Well, Coulson died for a couple of days,
but
there.
He didn't. But then, and that's, I actually read somebody's blog thing where they were talking about that, and they're like, every Marvel death has been a false death.
Yeah.
Like, really, until Quicksilver, every Marvel death has been a fake-out.
Yeah.
And it was you know what, that's absolutely right.
It makes them pretty accurate comic book movies, though.
Well, true, but at the same time, like, that's... You should be.
I know there should be actual consequences,
and it makes it much heavier, and it makes it much more.
And in Marvel in general, you know, is they're playing a lighter tone, and by design, and they're not going to stop doing that. I think Kevin Feige himself said, like, no, we're not going to go darker than we have with the Marvel movies as a rule, because that's not what we do, and it's paid off well, and I like that. I do. I like there being, like, you know, the dark moments and, like, big stakes and stuff like that. But, yeah, you're right, because I want it to
smile.
Be... Exactly. I want to have fun. I want to have laughs with that. I want at the end of the day, there to be some optimism.
But at the same time, Quicksilver died, and there was optimism. You can still have characters die and have consequences.
Again, if you're going to have real stakes, you need to have real stakes by actual permanent
change. I'm talking at the same time, too.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
You're right, and I don't know, so that the Quicksilver thing, in a weird way, I sort of liked it, and also,
they were talking about Jane, Thor's Jane.
Yeah, Jane Foster.
Jane's work is on Convergence.
Yeah,
Did you notice that? DC Convergence? I don't know if that was a nod, kind of.
You know what it should have been on? Incursions.
Oh.
Because, like, throwaway line, but still, the comic guy's like, oh, I know that!
Yeah.
That's a thing!
There was the whole, okay, did it actually say at the end where they were in that new compound?
Upstate New York?
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh,
and it said it was the New Avengers compound.
I knew a New Avengers compound, but I didn't know if it said where, because then I was like, oh shit, is this the West Coast Avengers? That's their compound,
I got super excited. War Machine, Vision.
I know, and then I was like, "That's totally the West Coast Avengers." But if it's upstate New York, it doesn't work. There's the whole Thanos bit at the end, but I guess we can get into that when we talk about what's.
Yeah.
And then there was also. Did you notice Hawkeye's kid? His middle name is Pietro.
Yes. Nathaniel Pietro Martin.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was
a nice touch.
Yeah.
I will mention a few things, just because the other night, my friend Adam Riley's, mentioned a few times, was over, and it was like, what do you want to do? And I'm just like, well, I want to watch the first Avengers movie again, which he's seen about 7,000 times, and I've seen only 6,500. But a few things were noticed, that I wanted to mention. There was a moment where I forget exactly what he said exactly, but it's like he said, oh, you can't always get what you want or something like that when Banner and Black Widow met for the first time and he sort of rocked a baby carriage.
Oh.
Yeah, in the first Avengers movie, Banner did. And he mentioned in this movie about, like, you know, how he could never have a kid because of who he is there. And he just found, like, was that just a coincidence or what? Because, I mean, like, that's a very subtle thing that potentially... Yeah. And knowing Whedon, he will pay things off later on. I found that very interesting. It's like, well, like, things don't always turn out like whatever. He hit some line like that, and he's sort of like, there's like a little makeshift baby carriage he kind of rocked. And there was another... Apparently, there's a point where... what do you call it? Where Tony tells Jarvis to grow a spine in the first movie. That's a bit of a stretch.
That was a stretch.
That's a bit of a stretch, but he technically did. So I'm going to count it.
All right, where does it go from here?
You're a real gem.
Oh, fantastic.
Four? No, wait, what? No, we're doing subtle hints.
So at the end, the end credit scene was obviously the Thanos gets the gauntlet, and he's like, gonna have to do this myself.
This is no country for old men.
That was a weird one, because like, I saw that, and I was sort of like, yeah, okay, yeah, we know this is coming.
Yeah,
so,
it's still Thanos, cool.
Yeah, it's like, and all right. Yeah, I wasn't really wowed by that. But
really?
Then again,
I liked it, because it was he hasn't really done anything yet.
Listen, stuff I've criticized here, I still love the shit out of. There's a
scale.
He's
actually going to do something now?
Yeah.
I can appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah.
Do it. Do it. Kill Ant-Man.
That'll be the first thing. Just comes in at the end of Ant-Man. That's the post-credit scene from Ant-Man.
Ant-Man squish. It's like the Godzilla meets Bambi thing.
Yeah, yeah.
In reality, he's just sitting on his fucking floating chair again, but now he's got the glove on.
Yeah.
It's like my glove?
Check out my glove.
I put it on somewhat recently.
I didn't notice. Were there any gems in it?
None.
No.
Would he have any? Were there gems in the glove, in the gauntlet?
Okay. Oh.
In Thor.
Okay, let's get into that, because there's actually, it's been said,
right,
there's actually two gauntlets. Because one's left-handed, one's right-handed. The one, I can't remember which is which, but whatever the one you see at the end of Avengers Age of Ultron is, like, say, the right hand. The one in...
Oh, really?
In the Odin's vault is the left hand.
Because that's actually confirmed. Okay.
Yeah, he said that. He's like, oh, those are actually two different guys.
Considering that, like, he sort of, you know, funded Loki's mission in the first Avengers thing, I assume, like, Loki as Odin just gave him it.
Yeah.
That's what I assumed.
Right.
Here you go.
I gotta say that I was Todd.
That you were point, Todd?
Pointed
this
that
guy out. Was Todd the whole Todd. Time.
You would have gotten away with it, too.
He pointed that out, and I didn't even notice that. Huh. And then looked into it later. And like, good eye, man.
Yeah.
Biggity-bang.
Yeah.
See, now we lead into the Civil War.
Yes. And one of the things I not to go back to the likes, but there's a few aspects of... Yeah, I know we're going too
I'm
long.
I'm sorry. No, I'm still watching the movie.
Yeah, there's a movie.
Look, they got my money twice.
That's true. We can... Let's not be liable for nothing.
Right.
I didn't do it. It was just Kyle. Sorry, right under that bus.
Hey, Kyle, you know what? Kyle Peterson's a son of a bitch.
That son of a... Yeah, I hate that guy. A few things that I don't remember where I'm going. I feel like they sort of set up sort of the conflict.
The schism.
Yeah, they set it up well, just on how Tony operates, how Steve operates, where that's going to... In a very kind of... It felt natural, I think. It felt natural. It felt kind of earned
but
in a way.
It's a weird thing, because it's like, if you actually look at Civil War, that's more... In terms of who's being the corporate guy and who's being the pro country guy,
right?
And oh, we're doing this because we should, and it's the law, and it's which was actually Tony in the comics,
right?
And it was Cap who was being kind of like, this is about freedom and about choice and whatever. Whereas in the movie, this seems almost the reverse.
I wouldn't necessarily. Well, yeah, that's sort of. Yeah.
I mean, it seems like Tony's the more free. Well,
the conflict could play out. Tony's the one who wants to build a suit of armor around the world.
Right.
And that kind of, you know, takes away
Steve's
individual civil liberties.
True, yeah.
Steve's the guy who brought down S.H.I.E.L.D. completely.
True.
It's going to be really cool to see a movie with Iron Man in it where he isn't the central character. Because even in this one, it was still a fucking Iron Man movie.
Yeah.
At its core.
In a lot of ways, yeah. I mean, again, he's the one who created the entire plot. So, you know, like, yeah.
True.
It's going to be interesting to see not constant cuts to, here's Robert Downey Jr.'s face.
Right.
He's talking to nobody.
Yeah.
Now it's an Irish lady voice instead of a British dude voice. So, you know.
Irish lady.
Friday.
It is a Friday.
Oh, right.
That is actually a comic character. It was an AI admin assistant or something that he created apparently in the early 2000s in the comics.
Oh.
So that is...
I was wondering about that.
Again, even like the little things like that, they're actually taking stuff from the comics. I'm just like, oh.
And one of the names that there were a few like different AI backups that he had.
Yeah.
One of them labeled Jocasta.
Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't notice that.
It took me 3 viewings to... But yeah, neat stuff.
I just gotta go with 2. I gotta get my second viewing in there sometime. I hope they're showing it not in 3D, because I did the whole, like, 3D Atmos thing, which was cool, but it's like, I kind of want to just watch the movie.
Did you notice that they announced that the Infinity War is both 1 and 2 are going to be in IMAX?
Oh, filmed in IMAX.
Filmed in IMAX. Yeah. So I was like, okay, how does that work if we don't have an IMAX theater?
Well, I mean, they
can you still, is that...
They just cut it down. It's fine.
Because there's so many IMAX.
It's not only going to be released in IMAX, but they didn't cut it down. They just cut the thing down.
Yeah, do we have anything else to say?
Well, I had a few things, but yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay, let's do it.
Okay. Are we recording?
Yes.
We're almost an hour.
Fuck!
We just passed the hour mark.
Oh, for the actual episode?
Yep.
Oh, crap.
You know what? It's a big movie. It deserves a big episode.
Sure.
You know what? I'm a big boy, and I want a big sandwich.
I want pull-ups.
Kind of on the topic of Civil War. On the topic of Civil War there. Again, they might do it in a very different way than how that
actual
comic went down, I hope they do, because Civil War, I always thought was, and I think a lot would agree, I think that was a good concept, but I thought, like, the actual comic itself was kind of like, you know, not... that great, I guess.
I don't know. Yeah, I know a lot of people didn't like it.
I don't think those conflicts actually. I don't think Mark Miller has enough. I don't think he has enough like nuance in his writing for stuff like that to make that actually work. Everyone was just sort of like stereotypes of themselves.
A little bit. But,
and again, there's a million people in that comic, but I felt like it was very forced in a lot of ways, and I feel like the movie will do that, but better. And I feel like they've kind of had a good
track
record.
They've set it up because,
you've
already kind of got your sides almost
right.
Divided. Not divided as harsh as in they're already fighting, but in order to, like, in terms of, you got Iron Man and you've got who's behind him in terms of, like, supporting, you did this, and, oh, let's go ahead and do this.
Yeah.
And oddly enough, Thor was behind him in the creation of Vision. I was like, oh, okay, that's an interesting take on that, so that's... He's going to be with you, possibly.
And I'll give the movie this. This is sort of a tangent, but I feel like it had subtle character bits in there throughout that were very well done, I think. I think that's the only reason that it works, is because he had the right touch
for
characters.
Oh, absolutely. He's very good at
That movie could have gone very wrong in a million different ways.
Here's the thing. Imagine, you know, he's easy to beat up on, but imagine Michael Bay.
You could have had 400 cliches in a row.
Oh, for sure.
And you would have had...
This
is a
movie,
I don't
want to
say
like
a similar movie, but, like, a big blockbuster movie in it. All the action things would have happened, but you wouldn't have had that character flow through.
And even on a technical level, I think, like, the action and the choreography and stuff was, like, very well done.
Yeah.
Where a lot of other, like, blockbusters, it would just be, like, ridiculous carnage. You couldn't follow it all. Even when things were absolutely ridiculous, I followed it very well.
Yeah.
And... a few bits just from the comics, just because I wanted to mention earlier, but Hawkeye's family showing up, like, from the Ultimates.
And not getting killed.
In a horrible way, yeah, exactly. Phew. But also, even, like, the country, was it Sokovia?
Yeah.
in that was sort of loosely from Ultron Unlimited, which is like the Kurt Busiek, George Perez run, which we've talked about George Perez. Yeah. But Ultron Unlimited, where it was a Slorenia, I think the country was called. Okay. And specifically, like, Ultron invaded... And that was, like, the, I think, I don't know if it was the first story where there was, like, a shit ton of other Ultrons. Right. Like, he was, like, in charge, and there was a bunch of different robots. And
then Daredevil beat him up with a stick.
Yeah. Yeah. But he slaughtered an entire country in the comic. Like, he killed everyone in that country, where in the movie, they saved almost everyone.
Yeah.
Like, specifically sort of took something that was tragic, and they turned it on its head.
That, this has been mentioned many times before, they saved everybody.
Yeah.
Like... Okay, like...
I'm sure it wasn't everybody, but you know what I mean? But
there was a lot of people
that went out of their way.
That was job number one.
Yeah.
Let's rescue civilians. Let's get them out of harm's way.
But literally, like, when that...
They went out of their way to make that the focus. Yeah. Where other movies...
DC, take notes.
Yeah.
If you gotta have a fight, fight in the desert. I mean...
But at the same time, no, I haven't figured that out. I disagree.
I think if Hawkeye can save multiple people... Hawkeye can save multiple people... In a city that's being, like, literally torn out of this... I think Superman could maybe save more than one family.
Okay, I think you're glossing it over, though.
Probably. Probably.
Well, because the whole thing lifted out of the ground, and how many buildings did you see suddenly falling out of the... off the edge of that?
Well, they were...
Oh, I'm sure they were all... I'm sure they were all empty, but... Yeah, I'm sure that's...
But they were making a point to... They made a point to say that they were evacuating everyone before that happened.
Well, they were trying to, but then there were still all those people in that city.
Again, absolutely. I'm just saying. People died, for sure. People died for sure. However, they at least made a point to say, hey, we're evacuating the city before we smash these buildings down. Anyway.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, well, I'm sure we could go on
and on.
We could go on and on. We could go on as long as the actual movie, but let's not do that.
We're not monsters. No. Who are we?
Who are we?
I'm Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM. You can find me at Merc on the Book of Face and nowadays as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm Bri Kotick. You can find me at welcometohereafter.com, which is a webcomic I try to do 2 days a week about what happens after God loses his job, and then other some stuff happens. And I'm on all sorts of social media at my name, BryKotyk. So feel free to Google me.
And I'm Kyle Lees. You can check my stuff out at SkiNinjas.com. Comics, poetry, and more is awaiting you at Zoobledy Zoo.
Before we end it permanently, overall, give the movie a rating. Give it a grade.
I give it a 7.5. Okay. Maybe an 8.
Fair enough.
Probably 7.5.
I give it a B+.
You're mixing it up here.
Or a Q.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't pick the rating scale.
That's true.
Alright.
I give it a good work, Billy.
I give it 8 apples.
Good work, Jossie.
All right.
I give it 8.5.
Let's go to the obligatory end credit sequence.
Hey, yourself. You did a great job out there today. Yeah? Yeah, man, you beat, like, all the Age of Ultrons. Yeah, but you have all the muscles. Yeah, but you have a tight six-pack. I want to be just like you, man. It's so weird. I want to be like you. Yeah? Yeah. Dude, you avenged so hard today. Nah, man, you were avenging, like, twice as hard as me. You were just avenging all over the place. Nah, man, I had a lot of fun out there today. I'm just really proud of you. Hey, what do you say we get out of here and just hang out or something? I don't know, see what happens. Yeah, I'm down for whatever. Hey, guys, can I come? No, Captain America, get out of here, dude. Yeah, go away, Cap. Aw, man. Ah, oh my God, that was so tight. This is why I love Marvel. You know, they just... I can't even explain it. It's just so... Ah, oh, God. All right, let's get out of here, babe. What the fuck? Ha ha ha!